Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM. We stay turned up. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Ready
for the ride of your life?
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only. Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just, and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle. That's in effect.
The name is just
X in effect.
He's too hot to touch. I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that inflame your gut. 2, 2, 3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally, the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is. The form in 100 towns. Gotta stack up my shot that I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on the pasta. These niggas scared of me. Jason fucking the pasta. This how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers. Nigga, get these bars off walkers. This how a rapper rap like GQ. Call that thing talker, nigga. President rollie, like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you niggas. Oh lord, drip down, time for it. Custom black, Concord, just a flex, I'm poor. You can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source. GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. Duh. I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap. I know you hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Duh. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go!
Underground, hottest radio.
Motherfucker, riding it underground. Don't be stupid.
Motherfucker, riding it underground.
Who's tuning on the stereo? Who's tuning on the stereo?
Riding it underground, hottest radio.
hurt myself again and drive my car down Lover's Lane.
That is broken, here's the token it told me. Can't find peace hanging out with your homies. Simply I replied, that's a lie, cause loneliness can eat you alive. Mental illness in your head, the fuck you expect? And start begging for checks, standing on the fire, proud of the kitty of death. Need to unlock potential, okay, let's get more in depth. Father left you in cradles, how you leaving your son?
Boy, what's gang jock? And I'm rocking with the liveness, embodiment underground radio show.
It was blood in the struggle. Figured out it's a piece of the puzzle. Here goes a shot fire inside the muzzle. When in the trees, but forget it and hustle.
Yo,
I want everybody to leave me alone. I know I heard the value. You born in a broken home. So what's really worse than being broke and alone? Being broke, having no love. Cause everybody hurts. You've been deprived of love. And well, that could start your pain. When I'm 28, I might go out like Kurt Cobain. Hard to find peace in yourself. Just a piece of yourself. Breaking off could just take off. You should cook tracks in the stew, have a bake off. Call in the work, make some art, ain't no days off. Zay said it pays off. Who am I to say it? Been in the game, boy, who am I to play it? This is just the truth, but who am I to say it? A dragon for the chosen one, who am I to slay it?
Perfect. Red, me, shit, boy, we jump in the fire. Everybody know the truth, boy, you living a lot. Superstition, but I'ma give it to God. Shit, rap me, shit, bro, get you up in the fire. Everybody know the truth, but you living a lie.
In effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
All right, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. This is Maureen Guest, your host, and we are hanging out at the S360 FM on this amazing Friday evening. How are you, Mundo?
Doing good. How about y'all?
Hanging in there. We're at the end of the week. I could have sworn Monday was just yesterday.
By fast.
It's going by real quick. These days, you know, even though we're living in some crazy times, the days are going by quick.
That too.
I like that. You know, because most times, you know, days go by quick when you're having fun. Maybe I am having fun in the middle of a war zone.
It's all kind of grenades going on.
It's all kind of stuff. Yeah, it's all kind of mess going on.
Let me turn Monday up a little bit more.
I'm feeling kind of low too now. You got me down low for a reason, don't you?
Let's see.
So my mic got to be down low. I guess I talk too loud, huh?
That's that power. That volume. She got her own volume. Let me turn your volume down over here.
But you know, I can feel it. I feel it's low. I'm like, I'm feeling some kind of way. No, I actually see number two, Silk. It's on the list. I see it. Yeah. I promise you. I'm looking dead at it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Black skin.
You got black skin. Look, you guys, you got to stay locked in because we have an amazing artist. Legend is going to be calling in at the bottom of the hour. That's going to be 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So from wherever you're listening, make sure that you have Eastern Time because we are trending in 86 plus countries. So shout out to all the other nations that are tapping into X360. You know, I get excited when I see all other countries kind of tap in.
Yeah, we tapping in Jamaica, man.
Tapping in. Yeah.
Zimbabwe.
No. And you know, and speaking of other countries, prior to the Embodiment Underground Radio, if you are a rock head, check out the rock show, Rock X360 FM, Monday through Saturday. 2-hour show, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. This tomorrow's going to be the last lineup before we change off into the next week. But we have, man, we have some talented artists that reached out and they're getting some airplay. I mean, from Germany, Russia, Portugal, Israel. What's another one? UK.
Yeah, did you say
and
Portugal?
It was somewhere else.
You said Portugal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah, and I mean, they all rock it out.
They just the rock in Portugal. That's something, man.
I mean, this is some hard rock. Wow. Some hard rock. So you guys check out the rock show. Just you know, just in case if you want to rock it out a little bit. To me, rock and hip hop kind of to me in the same boat. You know, because they go hard. You know, you can go hard, you can go soft, you know, you can kind of switch it up.
Yeah, there's different types of rock.
Yeah, it's different types of rock, just like it is with, hip-hop. So, check it out.
Yeah, you can switch it up and mix it up all together, too.
Yeah, because often you'd have collaborations with the hip-hop and the rock anyway. You know, I love some rap with the rock, but Run DMC, well, they're the first ones to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's legendary.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. I try to get some artists to do it, but won't nobody do it.
That's
won't
crazy.
Nobody do it.
I've done it.
You done it?
I got a track, rap and rock, but I ain't recorded to it
you
yet.
Give it a shot.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Give it a shot, cause I love some rap and some rock combined.
It go hard too.
That's like combustion, you know? Cause okay. I like hard, but see, I like hard hitting rap and hard hitting rock. I mean, it's not my preference, but I love it. I do. You know, even in the gym, I have to get turned up in the gym. Like the gym where I am, you know, we got that, you know, we play rock.
Oh,
and so sometimes I'll go cut it up. That's you know, right. I cut it up loud. No, Derwin. I mean, still. Oh, I called you by that government name. Got you by that government name. Oh.
That's all right, though.
King D in the building. What's going on with you, Sil?
That's that street name. So you don't throw the government name, street
King
name.
D.
All up in the brand.
Well, that King D, that was a name I knew about you when I was in my 20s, you know, back in the day when I was a young thing.
See, I can't take her nowhere.
When I was a young thing, he's like, my name King D. What's going on with you, Sil? What you got going on?
I'm trying to get you that Wi-Fi code, though, so you can...
Oh, no, I'm good. But we straight. We straight now. Yeah. I mean, I got what I have. You overlooked it. So we're going to just give this back to you. Thank you. All right, you guys. Look, we're getting set up. So they're probably here. Like, something going on in Embodiment Underground Radio. They're not sounding the same. They got some inside stuff going on. Look, you guys, hang tight.
She don't told them.
Got the government name out there. There you go. I promise you, I won't mention. I won't mention the middle name. Okay, I slipped once. I'll stay with that. Okay, I'm not gonna do it.
Y'all gonna hit some screaming going on. You should say that now.
Oh, what does that mean? And then you know what? Then we're gonna hear a big thump, and that's gonna be the end of it. That's gonna be you. Uh-huh. Are we talking crazy up here on the airwaves?
Oh, we got to.
Oh, yeah. For real, too.
I'm for real, real. For real,
she
real.
Got a little left hook, Tyson
yeah. Bolo. Oh, yeah. I know how to throw them. Absolutely. I don't do the butterfly like most females do. I mean, but let's for the record straight. I don't do any of that. My last fight was in elementary school with a boy, okay?
Mundo,
all right. I don't get physical.
Mundo probably wondering what the hell is a butterfly.
The butterfly. You know how because girls seem to, they seem to like to fight these days. You know, they thugged out. Females, they on a whole nother level these days. They be pulling hair. Good thing we wore our hair back in the day. We didn't have to do no pulling lashes and hair and nails and body parts. But the butterfly, you know how when they swing the arms, they kind of hold a head down and just start swinging?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the butterfly.
That's seen,
yeah.
That's the bumblebee. Butterfly ain't been in here doing the sting, nothing, is it?
That's the bumblebee.
That's a bad butterfly. God dang it.
That's why you kept mentioning it, huh?
That's funny.
So that's why you kept I said, you weren't gonna let me know that I had it all wrong.
You know, in the hood though, you know, the butterfly kicked my, you know what I'm saying? The butterfly kicked my ass.
Mondo, you didn't catch on, did you? Mondo didn't catch it. Well, no way, look.
I never heard of that. That's
an old school.
But they, I know you can't. Bumblebee. It's a bumblebee. That's what I meant.
You ever seen the bumblebee come at you?
Yeah, they go like, yeah.
But no, I've never seen the bumblebee do that either. Because, oh, no, wait.
When they fly, their hands kind of be out. So the people be like, that's a bumblebee coming at you. You about to get stained.
Okay, but when the butterfly soars, the little wings are out too. So yeah. I beg to differ on that.
I ain't gonna mess with that butterfly. That sounds some ninja shit though.
Look, you guys, stay locked in. We have an amazing lineup. I'm enjoying this music. We have a lot of the songs that we had on yesterday, and a few additions. For tonight's lineup. But so you guys, if you want some good music and really just kind of chime in to Legend at the bottom of the hour, he's in it to win it. So just stay locked in, and also make sure you keep those apps on lock as well, because we are in the air Monday through Saturday from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And if you have a smart home device, Alexa, just say Alexa start XFM. Now I threw Alexa in the garage. She had to get out my room.
She unplugged
it. I took her. Yeah, I don't play with all these devices. I don't have time for them spying on. Like, you see my laptop? I got it. You see my tape? I got my camera taped up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay, the folks be
Snowden said everybody listening, man.
Why everybody? No, but everybody's sleeping on this. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on that we are not giving our attention to. I mean, we may talk about it, but what are we gonna do about it? We just gonna keep being sitting ducks or what? I don't know, but I'm feeling some kind of way about it. So I don't like being snooped on by anyone. I don't care who you are.
Right, cause it's a power in numbers. If we all came together, unified. Boy, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, but everybody. Stuck on stupid right about now, you know,
fear does that.
Yeah,
hey, shout out to Gold Mysterio, man. We just jumped on that track, Gold, man. That thing's still pumping.
You know how long,
man,
we've been spinning that track?
Yeah,
do you know how long?
It's been, you gotta answer.
I can't let go. It's been four years.
That track reborn, right?
But that's how hot it is. You don't have to let go of it.
Yeah,
we can just run that thing forever. You know, it's like running some Prince music or some Michael Jackson or some Queen or some Def Leppard or you know. So you can
some Mondo J,
some PE.
Right?
Yeah, you can just run it. You know, it doesn't play out. Yeah, he and I always say this. He actually he mastered that in his bedroom. He mixed and mastered that, in the comfort of his home. Yeah, you know, he cool like that too. You know, he come up in there with the showcases. He just cool.
Yeah,
he stayed to himself. He just swagged out. You know, he get up on stage and just be chill. Yeah, he just chill. Look, you guys, we were about to go to another music break.
Yeah,
so
I want to ask you, how you do the butterfly no more time though?
You do it.
It's kind of like scary. Like, what happened? The ninja came out and did the butterfly on me.
You do like this, and you go and it pop. You know. You let me carry that thing out too, didn't you? Why you let me carry it out?
No, I'm just trying to catch up with you. That's all. It was kind of hard.
You know, you get going. You don't have a time cutting me off when you feel like it.
I had to speed up to do that, though. You know.
Come on, don't care. Saying, what's the butterfly?
I know, right?
It's all good. Well, look, you guys. Look, what do we have coming up now?
Are we doing Legend Black Skin?
Yes. So stay locked in. We're gonna go ahead and spin this track. You guys listen to the lyrics, pay attention, and we'll be right back. You're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control.
Legend. Dirty digs. Y'all know y'all see that black skin. Black skin, nothing tougher. Black skin, that's where I've been. Black skin, it ain't nothing but a sin. Black skin. Yeah. Black skin, a metaphor for pain and anguish. Black skin on the dangerous. Black skin, brutalized and ravaged. Black skin, subhuman savage. Black skin, Jim Crow and Willie Lynch. Black skin, burning, smell the stench. Black skin, sold and traded. Black skin, investigated and invaded. Black skin, charaded and paraded. Black skin, lost and found. Black skin, 229 per pound. Black skin, the brilliance is renowned. Black skin, we wore crown. Black skin, temple of the gods. Black skin, branded with cattle prods. Black skin, invisible camouflage. Black skin, a daily job. Black skin, melanin and rich. Black skin, it ain't no bitch. Black skin, strange fruit. Black skin, making loot. Black skin, color complex. Black skin, no respect. Black skin, ancient nanotech. Black skin, white mask. Black skin, oily bath. Black skin, built to last. Black skin, president past.
President past,
half minister, and again, president past.
President past.
Black skin, y'all see it? Black skin, nothing tougher. Black skin, that's where I've been. Black skin, ain't nothing but a sin. Black skin, black skin. I know y'all see that black skin. Black shining in the sun. That's that black skin. It's the only one. Black skin,
black skin,
black skin. It's black skin. Legends, dirty digs.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
There's a monster under my bed, and at my window there's a dragon. I accepted the challenge, it turned me into a savage. I broke a promise to myself again. I don't know why I am so vulnerable. They try to help, but I won't let them in. I guess rock bottom's where I'm comfortable. Both my feet planted when most people would have panicked. I embraced the storm. I found beauty in what was damaged. I'm not afraid of the boogeyman. Instead, I look at him like he's a friend. There's not a monster out there in the world scarier than the one that's within. There's a creature in my closet. I can hear him rumbling around. The demon screaming in the distance creates such a humbling sound. The monster that's outside my window, he's like family to me now. The things that people are afraid of never let me.
But I'm hated so. My religious freaks say I'm the biggest beast and that I made it grow. When I spray this flow, I created mo. Creatures are like when I heat up the mic, I'm a breed of the night, but I'm tainted though. By the darkness I'm binded, I sparked it and shined it. They find it cause mine is woe. But that they label me a demon seed. Wanna disable Nina, see them bleed. Hinder me fatally, I see them grieve, no. You would not believe the creature inside me. If you deceive, Khalifa's a lively. We disagree when people defy me or try to take his. Whatever the fuckery taught him, you don't wanna wake this. You forsake his with a sacred, then it's over. No matter what your faith is, I'm a creature.
There's a creature in my closet. I can hear.
What is up, y'all? This is Sammy K. You are listening to Embodied Radio, Sounds of the Underground. We live.
Create such a humbling sound. The monster that
myself in trouble, all of this pain. Yeah, I'm damn in the double dose of liquor's always to blame. If I could keep myself sober, I keep my hands to myself. I take a shot and it's over, that's how I end up in hell. I hope I don't pass it down to my offspring. They get everything from their daddy, feel like I'm addicted to all things. There's no reason to change, gone too far now. But I'm stuck in my ways, back at the bar now. They say I'm a flirt and they right. I ain't perfect, I ain't. So when I'm thirsty, I'm burning and purposely searching for something that's hurting me. So I just can't back up and go. I just back out of it slow. That's how it go. I got the back out the hole. And next, like I don't know.
Okay.
I think it be laughing at me. Hands be grabbing at me. Feel like God let it happen to me. Dabby blast from me. And these be a dabby dash for me.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I better let it go. Either that or I gotta let it know.
And I can't do that.
There's a creature in my closet. I can hear him rumbling around. The demon screaming in the distance creates such a humbling sound. The monster that's outside my window, he's like family to me now. The things that people are afraid of never let me down.
Yo, this is Multiman the Skip, so when you're checking out Embodiment Underground Radio, cho, cho, cho.
All right, you guys, you are now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. That was that Jelly Roll?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Creature.
That was, so you jumped ahead of us, but that's cool. Yeah, that's all good. Yeah. You guys check out Jelly Roll. Was that was the one with Tech Nine and Chris Calico, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Okay. Jelly Roll with, I stumbled across that particular artist. So his music is very profound too. He's definitely a lyricist, and he likes to talk about life situations, you know, and you know, different emotions attached to it. You know Tech N9ne, my man.
Right, there's some serious artists right there. Yeah, he's a real serious writer's lyrics too.
Oh yeah, he a big guy too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with him.
I know, right?
He the Caucasian
Biggie.
He's a Caucasian Biggie's mom. Yeah. But I'm vibing him too. And prior to that, again, you guys, if you just locking in, that was Black Skin by the one and only Legend. He should be calling in momentarily. So you guys, please stay locked. We're gonna go to the next track real quick. What do we have coming up, Mondo?
We have Monster Mo. If I ain't a monster.
Okay. All right. Did you already play Monster Mo, didn't you?
Yeah. The list is kind of.
No, you. No, it's cause you over there doing your own thing.
Nah,
what's after Jelly Roll, Mondo?
I got Cold World.
It is. Oh, after Monster Mo, it's Cold World.
Cold World, yeah. Cold World by Undukati.
Yep.
Yeah, Undu. I hope I'm not pronouncing his name. But we're gonna take a real quick music break. As a matter of fact, no, we got Legend on the phone, right? We got Legend coming in, so we're going to hang tight. We're going to hold that thought for a moment. You guys, make sure you stay locked in Monday through Saturdays from 6 until 7 o'clock. Also, for those artists out there who wants to get some music play, if you're interested in interviewing with us, hanging out with us at the station, or calling in, feel free to go to our website, Embodiment Underground Radio, and simply click on submissions, or you can go directly to the station's website at 360 FM, and you can click on, you know, so you distracted me over there. What you doing? Yeah, I'm trying to do a show. We're trying to do a show.
Man, Legend called in. I hit the wrong button.
Did you hang up on Legend? Legend, if you hear us, please call back. See, don't let me even give him your nickname, okay? Because you are definitely wearing it well today. Don't hung up on Legend. Legend, please give us a call back. How dare you? How dare you? Yes.
It's all champagne.
It's all champagne, huh? Look, Mondo, real quickly, before we even go into our interview, you put out a video last week.
Yeah,
Black Mermaid and Frank O'Shack. How do you feel about your feedback?
I feel good. Like, people responding back to me, you know what I'm saying? Like I said before, I think it's those that supported me and shared my video.
Yo, yo.
That's the thought that counts. Everybody else, really don't care about y'all. Man?
Right.
I'm going to keep 1,000 with y'all.
Uh-huh. That means it was really dope.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really dope. But you guys keep pushing at it. Keep doing your thing. And I see you guys are moving and shaking.
Yeah, got to. That's the a new movement.
You really are. But look, you guys, you know, talking about working and putting yourself on the map, and, you know, Black Skin, again, if you locked in, if you're just locking in, first of all, shame on you. But I'm going to still take you either way it goes, because the great thing about this is after this show, we do actually provide an entire full show on several platforms. So just simply go to our Instagram and click the link in the bio. I won't even begin to even tell you on how many platforms that we're on. I'll name just a few: iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud,
Pandora,
Anchor. Not Pandora. I don't think we're on Pandora. Apple Podcasts. But yeah, that's something to think about. I'm glad you mentioned that. iTunes. So just, you know, you can just find us on all those platforms. So if you're just locking in, you can always, you know, play it back. But for now, you guys, we're going to go ahead and bring in our interviewee. We got Legend on the line. Legend, how are you today?
Good. How you doing today? I appreciate you having me today.
And we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Now, you're in Dallas. How is it out there? How are things going out there in Dallas? Yeah. I know you guys had got a big hit, you know, a few weeks ago, but you guys came out unscathed, huh?
Well, yeah, I spent about 2 weeks in the hotel, so, you know, I have the electricity for like 2 weeks almost, so it was tough, but things got back to normal. It's back hot again now. Traffic's crazy, so.
Okay. All right. I have a grandchild out there in Dallas, Texas. So I just told my age, okay? Yeah. And I'm not one to.
Hey, too young to have grandkids.
I'm real of age. I'm not one of those young grandmamas either. I'm not an old grandma, but you know, you got them 30-year-old grandmothers, and I'm not even a 40-year-old grandmama. So we're gonna stop right there, Legend. Okay, we're gonna stop right there.
That's not you can't say you're a grandma if you ain't at least
40. Yeah, my 40s are over. I done did the 40s. I done been there, done that. So, yeah, but I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be. I just told my age worldwide. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
It's all champagne.
It's all champagne. Legend, you got a lot going on. I try to keep myself busy. I can tell. And I like the Instagram speaks a lot to me, you know, because we are living in that age, and it's how we market ourselves. We are creators. We get to show the world what we want the world to see. And I see here you got, you know, your father, by the way, and I like how you put that first. I thought that was amazing because, you made that known. Like, look, I am a father first.
I'm a husband and a father, so, you know, I take pride in those things. You know,
I love it. Okay, yeah, all right. Now, how is being an artist and other things that you have going on? How does that tie in? Are you nice and balanced with the family life and, you know, being you're an entrepreneur? You know, even I always tell the artist that's your brand, that's your business also. Yeah. So how is that working for you?
It's actually pretty easy because my wife, she's an artist too and a creative as well. So I mean, we do a lot of things together. So. And I got a son who's 12, and I got a son who's 15. So, you know, they're pretty self-sufficient. So, if it makes it look easy, I don't got small kids.
Okay. And so, you have a pretty good support system, too?
Oh, yeah, I have a big support system. Like I said, me and my wife do a lot of things together. So, I support her, but she supports me. And also, my little brother, he does a lot of things for me as well. So, us as a three, pretty much run the whole company. Everything
to do. I love it. Yes. Now, how long have you been an artist, Legend? How long have you been in the game as a hip hop artist?
Well, I released my first project in 2005, so I've been out here doing a lot. I've been able to travel. I've been able to make a little bit of money. I've been able to let my message penetrate people's souls, and that's what they told me. So. You know, I've been excited about being an artist, and I have, and I continue to do so. You know what I mean?
That's where the message
I have a lot of times. I know sometimes people might not want to hear it, but I think it's needed because that balance, I think, a lot of times is missing in our culture.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to try to cut you off there a moment ago, but you know what? Do you have, because we can some kickback in the background. Are you may want to cut the app off. I want to say cut the radio off. You know, cut your.
Turn it down.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yep. Is that better? Okay. Yeah, we were getting some kid back. And I'm going to tell you what I am intrigued. And if you really want to get to my mental, I am 100% all about lyricism. And when I, you know, and listening to your, you know, we only listen to one of your tracks, which is Black Skin, and your bio, and just kind of looking at your social media, that right there is just an attention grabber for me. You don't have to say anything else, because my thing is that I like for you to give. I mean, I'm good with the party music, let your hair down and have fun, and sometimes it can just be just because. But I love substance. It has to be saying something to me, and so I like that.
Indeed.
We need more of that, legend. We need more of that. How is that working for you by being a lyricist? Because as we know in the industry, you know, and particularly and for those who are not indie, when you start getting behind the label companies and things of that nature, you know, you become conformed, and it seems like sometimes, you know, what was that song CO did back in the day? CeeLo, he says it was one of his first songs when he came out on his own, you know, outside of the group, and he made one of his lyrics in this particular song was like when he decided to make I don't know the exact term. I don't want to say good music, but when he's giving a message, then he gets less attention. What song was that?
Oh, yeah.
What song is
exactly.
that?
I know exactly.
I can't remember. I'm remember legend. I'm gonna message you on Instagram.
Either.
But he made reference to when you know he talking some real talk. Then you know the crowd doesn't go. As much when you're putting out some all that other garbage.
That's true.
Because I don't know. I can never see CeeLo and Outkast any one of them even. No, that was Goody Moby.
Right.
Goody Moby putting out anything that was garbage anyway. All their stuff was good.
Right.
Bottom line. Yeah. So I'm going to stand correcting them. Be careful how I say that because I mean that. But yeah, what prompted you? What is your why? And I say why because Franco, I'm gonna start using that more. I used to use that a lot. The why. What is your why by sticking with? Are you exclusively a lyricist, or do you sometimes kind of go astray from that with your music?
Well, man, I always consider myself a lyricist, but I'm an artist as well. So whatever the vibe is, whatever I'm feeling at the moment. But I mean, that's really the music that I grew up on. I grew up on lyricism. You know what I mean? So. I grew up listening to Wu-Tang, Nas, Scarface, UGK. I just grew up listening to Icon. So that's just when I write my music, I think from an Icon's perspective. And the Icons I know were lyricists. So, I mean, that's what I do. But at the same time, though, my music is profitable. You know what I'm saying? You can digest it. I don't think it's too over people's heads. Some people claim it is, but I think that I don't try to, you know, censor my music, but I do try to make it digestible so people understand the message and they can take something from it.
I like that. Yeah, it's all in your delivery for sure. For sure. And you know,
I agree.
I'm gonna tell you now with the out there in Texas, I back in 2015 I visited quite a lot, and my son turned me on to one of my favorite hip-hop artists, legend Tech N9ne. You know, and he actually lived in Dallas too, so he was all into the hip-hop heads out there in Dallas, and they got a whole different type of vibe. And so I came across quite a few artists that I kind of became attached to out there in Dallas, you know. And so how's the industry out there? Is it, you know, is it competitive, or are you guys showing each other some love? What is the environment like out there for the artists?
Well, right now, with my company, I'm trying to do more visuals for artists, and I'm trying to bring the community together because I think there's so much talent out here, but that's just that final piece that we're lacking. Because for some reason in Dallas, I know that there's just an overwhelming thought process that if I allow another person to be successful, then I won't be successful. And then I keep trying to tell people that's the exact opposite. A lot of times, if you're not successful, I'm not successful. And a lot of people don't get that a lot of times. So, and people in LA, Chicago, Atlanta, I think they really embrace that to understand that, hey, if I'm not successful, you're not successful. Let's be successful together.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're coming upon that. but we're still working on that. So I'm trying to do my part to bring people together with that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to kill that crab in the bucket syndrome for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is at the end of the day.
It really is. And it could be loud, you know, if we allow it to. Now, your company, is that the Garvey Prospects Media Company that you're speaking of?
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about that. How long have you been CEO, co-CEO of the Garvey Prospects Media?
Well, I was the full owner of it, and just like 2 years ago, my wife is majority owner now, so it's essentially a black woman-owned company.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I co-own it. This year, we just got a Blackmagic cinema camera, so we're doing a lot more visuals for artists. And we're also we're helping creators and entrepreneurs create commercials. And we're also working with some activists too, doing some mini documentaries about, you know, just different black stories and different things that are going on, you know, within our community and other black communities across the nation.
Wow.
Because I'm more than just an MC. I'm a storyteller. So I'm more than just an MC. And my next progression is film and some shorts and different things like that. And I still want to be an MC, but I want to be more. And I think visually, this is the year of the visual. So artists are really, if you're a creative entrepreneur artist, if you have to visually represent yourself this year, because, you know, those words have to be seen, not heard this year, I think. So that's just my personal opinion.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. That's deep. That's deep, legend. You got me over here silent now. Yeah.
I got a ton of videos coming out this year. Like, I've been recording all my own videos, so I got like a ton of videos coming out this year. I'm trying to put out like 50 videos this year.
Okay. Well, yeah, I see you're definitely a thinker. You're putting it to work. And so it all goes hand in hand. So you're an artist in many ways then, in so many ways than one, than just getting behind the mic, being an MC. And so I like that. Yeah, I knew it was something, you know, because I looked at your bio. I said, no, it's more to him than this bio. And then I went to your Instagram, you know, and you know, because you can look and see something. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, yeah, he has different layers. And I said, you know what? And typically, you know, the traditional ways, look at a bio, you kind of have some hindsight as what you're going to ask the person. I said, no, we're not going to do this. I want to really talk about legend, you know, and let me check out his Instagram and see what he's working with. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, all right. I'm thinking, hey, this is going to be a really good interview because I'm real mental. I'm very, very mental. Everyone that knows me, if you can't reach me mentally, you may have a hard time breaking that wall down, you know. So I love it. Mundo and Silk, they look like they got some questions for you, legend. I'm sitting here watching their faces. So who going to have a jab
indeed,
at him first?
Indeed, I'm ready, far away.
I have a good question for you. This is Mundo J. Speaking of
peace,
MC,
brother, how you doing?
Doing good. Still grinding. I'm a lyricist like you. You know what I'm saying? Very poetic with my rhyme structure.
Indeed.
So, like, you was talking about storytelling. I was wondering, who's your favorite storyteller of all time?
I mean, I think the godfather of storytelling really is Slick Rick. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, that's what I grew up listening to, you know. I mean, I think Outkast, I think those are, like, at the pinnacle as well. I think Nas, he's another great storyteller, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think there's a plethora of storytellers, and I'm not just the person who looks at storytellers as far as MCs. You know, I'm a huge film head, so I look at a lot of films. So, you know, I'm a huge Spike Lee fan, you know. There's a lot of different black artists that are coming up right now. The two brothers that did the Judas, the Lucas Brothers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you right.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm just into storytelling across the board. You know, it just, I've got back into my reading and stuff. I've been reading a lot lately. So, you know, I'm actually trying to write my own book, and me and my wife, we paint as well. So I always just try to tell my story in different type of mediums, but I find that sometimes as I've grown older as an MC, sometimes I just can't find the right words. And so that's when I transitioned to another medium where I can find that medium that will explain and highlight the feelings that I have and those emotions. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And you're using every outlet that you have been you've been given as far as your expression. You know, and so there's so many ways that, again, more ways than one that you can release that. And so that's good that you're able to do that, because everyone doesn't, you know, I think everyone has the capability, but we don't know our power. You know, the masses,
hey,
we're not really certain.
Yeah,
we've been
the key right there.
We've
you
been
don't know
dumbed down. It's been taken from us. You know, it's not taken, but we've been hypnotized and not really know what we're working with, you know, from going inward. So you guys, and it seems like you're speaking of your wife, and it looks like you guys really have something that's really balanced there, and I think that's very
that's my best friend. I spend all my time with her.
Shout out to the Mrs. She's
my best friend and my worst enemy.
There you go. I bet you she keep you in line, don't she? She keep you straight,
yeah,
and you keep her straight.
Sitting next to me right now, smiling. So
give her a high five for me. Say, Maureen, say, I want to give her a high five. Yes, yes.
All right, so, high five from the host.
That's right. I'm gonna give you a fist bump, Legend, because I'm vibing you too now. Okay, you get a fist bump from me. Yes, sir. Oh my God. Now I got Silk over here. He over here skinning and grinning. He got a question for you.
Skinning and grinning.
What's going on, man?
Yes, indeed. Peace, brother.
How you and your wife doing, man?
Man, we good, man.
And speaking of your wife, man, what's her name?
You being nosy.
She goes by B. Marie. Yeah.
Okay. B. Marie. Okay. Shout out to B. Marie. And speaking of names, Legend, man, how did you come across your name, Legend, man? That's a heavy one.
That is heavy.
I think that it's a bit of the arrogance in me as an MC, you know what I mean? But just, I have a degree in history, and I always used to read about, you know, just like a lot of Black history and read about a lot of these legends, you know what I mean, that we never knew about, they never taught us about.
Right.
So I hope to be the same for somebody when I leave this earth. And also, my first name is Jay. That's why I turned the G to a J, because of this legend. But I'm keeping a little bit of myself in there. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool, man. I like that too.
Yeah.
And
So I just want to be legendary, and I just hope that everybody just who's listening now, just whatever you do, be legendary with it. I don't care if you're a custodian; you better be a legendary custodian, a legendary cafeteria worker. You know what I mean? There's so many people in my life that were legendary to me. You know, you may not know them, but they were legendary to me,
and they
built up who I am. So that's what I want to be for somebody. I may not be no Michael Jordan, but if I'm a legend to my sons, a legend to my nephews and nieces, then that'll be my legacy. You know,
you don't need to be a Michael Jordan, because your name is Legend. That's all you need to know. You know what I mean? You're walking in your truth, and that's it.
Hey, but my jumper and my handles are still tight, so I'm still good on the court.
Gotta keep it tight, right?
Gotta keep it tight, yeah.
Yeah, I keep it tight. My son, he plays ball, so, you know, I used to beat him up all the time when he was little on the court. Now he's 16, and he just be flying past me, man, leave me in the dust.
I know that feeling, man. Actually, my daughter, she's a big baller herself, and, man, I can remember when she used to get a little bit upset with me. Dad used to be shooting jumpers on her. Like you say, now, man.
Oh, yeah.
She three-pointers all day long, man. Three-pointer shot, man.
He talks big noise to me now, man. He loves it, too.
Oh, yeah, I know you do, man. Well, that's good, man, because, you know, you set that bar high for him, so he had to get there just to get with you,
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
he's good, man. He's real good.
Yeah, that made him tough. Oh, and and speaking of storytellers, man, I just want to share my storyteller with you, Legend, since we kind of talking about it here in this community. But KRS-One is always mine. I always like to bring back Chris, KRS-One. You familiar with that?
Yes, indeed. I mean, I used to go to Southern, bro. I used to go to Southern University, and I forgot the name of the KRS tape. I used to listen to that every single day. So, I mean, I grew up like, you know what I'm saying, in the 90s when hip-hop was like really kind of growing, and it was really diverse. So, you know, my perspective a lot of times is, just because I'm an older cat, and I don't hate on the young dudes, but I do, you know, I do say, hey, you guys need to be more creative. We need to find more balance, because with the young crowd, it's just more, it's like copy, when there's still creativity and originality out there, because, you know, there's young artists doing it. But it's just not popularized, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, straight up. Man.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Cool. I think that name of that tape, man, was Still Number One, though.
Still Number One?
Still Number One.
I think so. I think that's it. Yeah,
that's like the all-time KRS track album right there, Still Number One. So, yeah, I could pop that in right now, man.
He has some tough albums. Oh, man. He has some real tough albums.
And, yeah, check him out, because he got some new stuff, man, that's popping just as hard, man.
You know, I can just sit and listen to him too. I like to just, you know, when he just gives his little lectures. I can just sit and listen to him this all day, because he definitely put some gems out there. He's putting it out there, and you know, some of these old schoolers are coming back. They coming back. We've had a few come through here.
Right.
You know, and we had a good little run around the end of 2020. I think with this whole. I don't give it my energy, so I call it this thing that we're going through, you know, that some people are going through. Now, because it looks like you're manifesting. It looks like you and alongside with your wife, you guys are, because you're an artist in so many ways in one, and so now there's creativity all over the place. So how has that been for you, considering, you know, going more into this digital thing and artists are not able to perform, you know, as they once. Now, here in Atlanta, you think, you know, nothing's going on because we wide open over in Atlanta.
Y'all like, it's going down.
It's crazy. I'm a native Atlantan, so I'm like, it's crazy in Atlanta. It is.
I've been to Atlanta quite a few times, and every time I come from Atlanta, that just totally changes my perspective on things. I can't even lie.
Yes, it's crazy.
Hey, legend.
I'll be honest with you. During this pandemic time or quarantine or whatever you want to call it, just a thousand names.
Uh-huh.
My art's been able to take me and my wife away from our jobs. We're both retired teachers. I'm a retired teacher.
Wow.
You know, I've taught kids for 15 years. So this, I've been able to move away from my job in this pandemic time. So, and I mean, it was really just me and my wife, you know, having a conversation and us stepping out on faith. So, I mean, like, I haven't, it's been about a year, you know, since I've been retired from teaching, and I'm just 42. So,
okay.
I mean, and I'm doing the things that I want to do. Like, me and my wife, we invest in mobile homes. Like I said, we're heavy into videos right now. My wife has her own jewelry line. She has hand-wrapped stones, necklaces and bracelets, and like belly bracelets. So I mean, man, we're doing it all, man. We take control of our lives in the way that we want to. And also, some of my new projects coming up, they're going to be NTF experiences that you'll be able to purchase, and something that will gain value through time. So it's gonna be legendary, basically. It's gonna be on a whole nother level. So this new art I'm coming with, you know.
And you know, and see, I'm getting, you know what, I can interview you all day. I need like an hour or two, but see, I'm learning more about you. So you and your wife, you guys are retired from being educators, and so see that says another thing. That means that you give back to children. That means that you're concerned about the well-being of children. And before we,
I
have a pet peeve, because we come from where our era. Myself and Silk is when hip hop kind of pretty much first jumped off, you know, Sugar Hill Gang and all of them back in those days, right? And I've seen it evolve, and we used to have music out there that was like maybe a little bit, you know, kind of sensitive to the ears, but not that sensitive. But now it gets under my skin because I'm concerned about what we're putting out there. And that's why, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm running a campaign as far as, you know, we're trying to eventually, we're in the process of transitioning over into a little bit more of giving more profound messages through what we provide to our listeners out there, just even as an overall of the station. And so what it tells me is that you're a lyricist because I believe of who that's who you are, but then everything that you're attached to, you're paying it forward, this you know, to the children, to the community, all of that. So that says a lot about you, Legend, and I can talk about this and go on and on and on, but right. I am totally impressed. I really am.
Yes, sir, Legend. And
well, I hope to be, even though I've left the teaching profession, I still see myself as a teacher. I'm just using different tools, and I'm just using a different path. Precisely. But I'm still a teacher, though, exactly. You know, because once a teacher, always a teacher, you know. Yeah. So I'm still a teacher. I'm just using my music, my videos. You know, me and my wife, we're working on a nonprofit organization, because what we want to do is we want to talk to young people, you know, middle school age, mm-hmm. about being entrepreneurs, because a lot of kids, they're very tech savvy, they know about social media, and nowadays you can make $1 million off social media.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
I preach that all the time.
Preparing these kids to know about how to position themselves early on, because I think a lot of the times in urban communities, we don't have access to information. We get this information a little bit too late. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas opposed our other counterparts, you know, they're set up at, you know, 11, 12, 13. They know about credit. They have a financial literacy. They know about the stock market. They know about those things. So they go into the world a little bit more prepared for financial situations. You know what I mean? A lot of times in our community, we don't save our money. You know what I mean? I talk to my boys about saving. Anytime you get some money, even if it's $10, save you $5, save you $2. Always save some money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always.
Got to learn economics for sure.
Just those things, you know what I mean? Financial literacy, you know, just etiquette, hygiene, you know, just things like that people from, because I saw that in my 15 years of education, kids that didn't come from, came from unstable homes, they might have not known what you think they should have known. Mm-hmm. And that always wasn't their fault. So I want to fill in that gap where I can.
Well, I think you're filling it in darn well. You're doing a really good job at it. Yeah, you guys are creating and manifesting. I love it. You know, and Silk over here, he still got something over here, because I think I cut him off because I got kind of super excited when I learned just a little bit more about you. So I kind of just jumped in.
We didn't mean to cut you off, my man.
Yeah,
it's all champagne.
You're so silly.
Hey, buddy, I just want to tell you, man, I appreciate your Black Skin track, man. When I was listening to it, I didn't know anything about your background, but after really hearing your background, and it goes hand in hand with that track, because I could feel that whoever was on this track was somebody that was trying to give some serious good content, that and they put thought in what they, you know, what they were doing, and gave it quality. So now I understand this track totally, man, and hey, it's a pleasure playing it for you, man. We're gonna keep playing for you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and also, guys, watch when y'all see this Black Skin video. That's it. Flip your wig when I show you this Black Skin video, and I would tell you what it's about, but I want to keep the cat in the bag, but trust me, when y'all see it, it's gonna make you sit back and be like, damn.
Okay, it's gonna blow our mind. Yeah,
true that. We believe that.
We like that.
That's what I hope to do. That's what I really hope to do. Because visually, I'm looking at my visuals, because I want people to see, like, I want people to see what I see. Because I've told you what I see. Now I'm gonna show you, you know, what I see.
That's it. Oh yeah, I like that. I don't know, Legend. We gonna have to do a follow up with you. I don't think we need to stop here.
I would really appreciate it, because I got a new video coming out here soon, and I got some new music coming with my man Architect. You know what I mean? So
okay,
I definitely would love to sit down and talk to you guys again.
Please, and let us know when when some of these things are surfacing, and it's kind of, you know, keep in contact, because again, this is more than a quick interview. You, like I said, you have so many layers, and you're doing so much for the community, and you know, just being an artist anyway, it's always expression. I'm harping on this, Legend, you know, because what we put out there is what we get back, you know, and it's mm-hmm. plainly to see that you guys are, again, and this is what I live every single day. You guys are living and walking in your truth. You're creating your own world in which you would like to see it and live in. And that's what we fail to realize as people, as a whole, the masses. But you know, this is the time that we all have that same opportunity of ascending and really knowing our power. And you guys are the epitome. You guys are the poster couple for this. So, and I got to put the wife in it, you know, now that we know what you guys are collaborating more than one way too, just rather than just husband and wife. So, we got to do a follow-up.
We spend all our time together, like literally, like we do every single thing together. And she's always like, most husbands don't spend all the time with their wives, and I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Spend all the time with you, but yeah. Also, I truly want to thank y'all.
Yes.
Because I mean, every time I go to Twitter, I see that y'all play that Black Skin, and the thing is, a lot of people don't realize the Black Skin. You listen to it, and it's just a song to you guys. But for me, that was like a piece of who I am and a piece of my soul that I cut out. You know what I mean? So it's like for y'all to continually play that. And for me, that was some of my most potent music that I've ever made. And for y'all to play that it's been like a year and a half you guys have been playing that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's like a crazy salute.
It's resonated
that's just
with
like
us.
Like unbelievable.
I
still can't believe it, because every time I turn on Twitter, it says playing Black Skin.
Yeah.
I'm like, are these dudes gonna get tired of playing Black Skin? I can't believe it.
When my mind is stimulated, why let like, you can't let go. And by the way, since we're speaking of that, because we're transitioning also all of the music, that not all of it right now, because we have a pretty big database, but we're hoping to be completely balanced out for 2022. All the music that comes through the station, and not just this show itself, we are very keen on frequency and sound. And so any tracks that artists send us and that we air, we do, and I always give them heads up, we convert it to 432 hertz, which is the magnetic electromagnetic sound of the earth. And so we're all about the sounds, and we're trying to go back to the basics. So yeah, so when you hear your song and any other, not all the songs, but we got to do a little bit at a time, because we don't really have the manpower for it just yet. But everything is 432 now on this show. All of the music is 432 hertz, and I think we're in about maybe 30% on the run of the station.
Right.
So yeah, we're all about bringing back the Mother Earth's, what's going to be pleasing to Mother Earth as far as the sounds and frequencies, and so that people can have their full potential as far as their thoughts, their inwardness, as far as their spirituality, and being able to be creators and to also be healthy mind, body, and spirit. And so our goal is to put something out to the world that's going to be of relevance and substance for them. We don't, you know, the entertainment industry can either go good or bad, and I want to be on the good side, okay? So I'm going to end it like that. We want to be on the good side, and just kind of, you know, we're all about mankind and humanity.
Man, that's a beautiful thing to hear, man, because that's right up my alley. Those are the things I subscribe to as well, man. So I always try to tap into frequencies when I make my music.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, we're back at the 432 hertz, and so we'll see. And it's really funny, because I actually put it out on social media. Ever since we've done that, Legend, the universal laws is working. I mean, once we start putting out 432 frequencies, do you know this, in the last 30 days, our listening base increased by 600%?
Wow, that's crazy.
So it's real. It's real. Yeah.
It's real.
It's real. But look, I can go on and on and on. I'm getting a signal over here with the sound engineer. Real quickly, before we finish with you, Legend, I love this interview. This is one of the best ones yet. Let the listeners know how they can find you.
Oh, well, I'm pretty prevalent on Instagram, so you can hit me on my Instagram at Legend, LEJND. 3102, and you can hit me on Twitter at Texas Heat, and you can also go to my website, which is gpmedia22.com.
Awesome.
And there's plenty of merch there. We got shirts, we got snapbacks, my wife's jewelry line's on there.
Okay.
So Everything's on there, and you can scoop that up, and it'll be shipped right to you.
Sounds like a winner. Well, it wasn't. I'm feeling like I'm a proud peacock now. Yeah, thank you.
I'm gonna have to come to Atlanta and send the studio with
come
you.
Come on, our doors are open, and I'm serious. Our doors are open. So if you ever happen to come through, hit us up. You can just say, "Look, I'm in the ATL. I'm coming by." Yeah, you're welcome.
All right,
you're definitely
welcome. I'm gonna hold y'all to that.
Okay, we got it on the airways, and then plus it's gonna go up on all these different platforms, it's out there for everyone to hear.
All right, welcome to the fam, legend.
Yes, legend.
Hey, and can I say one more thing before I leave? I haven't got a chance to perform a show in a long time, so I haven't got a chance to say this to the masses, and I say it when I'm in the interviews, but if you have an opportunity to help somebody and it doesn't overextend you, you know, take that time to help somebody, because, you know, that's the problem with the world. We don't just take a little time to help one another. So if you see an opportunity to help somebody, no matter who they are, you know, take that time.
Precisely. Well said. Well said. All right, you guys, take heed. We mean this now. All right. Show some love.
Peace. I appreciate y'all. Legends in the building.
Yes, right, yes. Love, but look, you have an amazing weekend, okay? And do
yes,
keep
you
in contact.
As well. Peace to all of y'all, man. Peace to all of you and your families. I love y'all.
Love beautiful you back. All right, yes, yes. All right.
All right. Peace.
Bye bye. All right, that was an amazing interview. I like that. I didn't expect for it to go this long, but something told me he had layers, and I realized that actually today when I looked at his Instagram, because I already had the bio. I said no, I think I got other things that kind of piqued my curiosity, and I see you guys had some curiosity going on too. But I know we're to talk at the top of the hour, Silk. Look. We got to head on out. We're well over our time. So we're not going to be able to get through the hit list, because I think this was well worth it. We're good. You guys, stay locked in. We'll be back on the airways on tomorrow, 6 until 7 o'clock. We have an amazing lineup then, and then after that, and so forth, and always and ever forever, okay? But I think that's it. Mondo, how can the listeners find you real quickly?
Oh, man, y'all can Google me, Mondo J. Malone. I'm on all social and media and music platforms as well.
Okay. And Silk, how can they find you?
Yo, I'm Silk, man. I'm the captain of this cruise ship. Just hit me up on Instagram.
Oh, no, he didn't. Didn't. How they say it? Oh, no, he didn't. And well, go ahead.
I could have said captain of this cruise ship.
Whatever. But look, my name is Maureen Guest. I am your host of the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control.
On Facebook, Embodiment Underground Radio.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle. Full circle.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rocking with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
And lift chest and start glowing up. Whether or not we start blowing up, intuition just the voice of the Most High. We only can see from the ground level. The urge from the gut is from bird's eye. The repping for no rhyme or reason connected. You gave me a reason to rhyme. Opposing the opposite forces, you gave me the purpose to ride it or die. Keeping this shit too organic. Natural essence aligned with the planet. The nature that you have created aligned with the talent that's granted. But most will not manage. Passing up lessons you hand them to use of their talent is knocking the world off its balance. Also got blood on my hands. The trauma acquired gave urge of a savage. been battling rage. I link to vices to ease all the pain. Black seed and sea moss to balance the damage, to lift all them internal stains. Why after popping them beans, I still possess all of this knowledge and wit. The gift is still riding on principle, even though I was with niggas with sticks who gave petty reasons to hit. Thanks for the silence that God taught a shift. I don't know how many lifetimes you ran, so I can't waste no more of this one for shit. Time of the essence. Bust my shit, being ungrateful through message. Steering the wheel instead of submit to your will. Crash on my drive for a second. I'm just gonna work what I got. My passive patience had me with the flock. Pulling up deep with no purpose. We were just searching for pills and some pussies to pop. You don't use a gift, you curse. And if you do, don't fall in hands of a handler who trying to change up your value for profit. Extorting your talent and lingo on damage you. Yeah, I believe in the grit. Faith is divine when combined with intent. The fuels to progression, the workload permit. They tend to inspire who need them a lift. They chose a handout and I chose a grid. Embracing the pain to later present. The pillars, the matrix, the Franco, the glitch. Who paint a clear picture whenever he spit. I'm grateful and granted the floor for this. I'm not a gangster, just see what I seen. I'm more like a spiritual warrior. My pain gave me a story, bruh. My gift is what gave me euphoria. Gave me a why when demons start showing up. I pray for my stillness when blowing up. Thanks for the strength, I'm not folding up. Forcing the patience with growing up. Thanks for the pain, present or past. That's what helped me start exploring you. Yeah, you have to feel pain before going up. The drip without rain have you folding up. You don't know yourself, you don't know enough. Yeah, you have to feel pain before going up. The drip without rain have you folding up. You don't know yourself, you don't know enough.
It's your boy Trick Elmo, and you know who I'm rocking with when I'm in ATL, Embodiment Underground Radio. Y'all tune in.
Yo, what up? This your boy Martez, and you listen to Embodiment Radio.
What's up, this your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live.
Dead right.
Yo, this is Motown Man the Skip, so when you're checking out Embodiment Underground Radio, chill, chill, chill.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl Black Mermaid. That's Black Mermaid is in three eyes, third eye, spiritual shit talker. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. You're tuning in to X360 FM. Holla at me.
Hold up, it's your boy Wolfgang Jock, and I'm rocking with the livest Embodiment Underground Radio Show. Let's win.
What's up, ATL? This is Regina Hicks, and you're listening to The Sounds of the Underground.
represent. It's your boy Primetime 1010, man. Two series ENT. You're now locked in with me. Listen to the sound of the underground. Ugh.
Yo, this is Motown Man the Skip, so when you're checking out Embodiment Underground Radio, chill, chill, chill.
Yo, what up? It's Mike Lizzy, and you are now listening to Embodiment Radio, and it's only underground hip-hop.